good morning. We are back here. It's 9:20 on a cloudy sky, 36 degrees. Wednesday morning show. Thank you very much waking up and making us part of your day today. Well, our talk round begins this Wednesday, as it does every Wednesday, chatting with our good friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Have Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're doing just fine. Hey, we're going to talk about something that is very common with a lot of people. I've got a lot of friends got problems with this, too. We're talking about vertigo today. What can you tell us about this, Taylor?
Well, with some of this warmer weather we've had this week, it's finally starting to feel like spring out. And with that comes a lot of us starting to think about spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So with spring cleaning, for many of us, it means getting up on the ladders, getting to those hard-to-reach areas that we don't get to very often. But for many, getting up on the ladders can be a dangerous task or something that, you know, we avoid altogether. And often that it's because of fear of dizziness or unsteadiness that people may experience when they get up on ladders, especially with those turning, reaching, all of those kind of movements. One of the big reasons this can be happening is because of vertigo.
So what do you do in terms of treating this, and what can you offer us at OSPTI if people do suffer from vertigo?
So vertigo is when the crystals in our ears, ear canals, start moving around and settle in areas of the ear canal where they don't belong. This leads to dizziness, unsteadiness, and sometimes even nausea. So we at OSPTI, we have many therapists who are experienced in treating this. So some of the symptoms that you may experience can come from getting up on the ladders, rolling over in bed, turning your head too quickly, or things like that. Really anything, any situation where our vestibular system is working and being challenged.
So this is interesting, Taylor. It isn't just like a fear of heights. There's actually a physical reason that people experience vertigo.
Yes, definitely. Like okay. I said, you know, any little turning movement of our head can, you know, with vertigo can cause that dizziness and really make it dangerous to perform some of those tasks like that.
So, Taylor, are these complicated treatments or are these pretty intense treatments?
No, typically people come in, we see them for under an hour, and it usually only takes one, maybe two follow-up appointments, and typically people are feeling much better after that.
Right, right. And like you said, springtime, people getting up on ladders and such, this definitely can affect them. So, Taylor, if people want to know more about vertigo and the treatments that you offer at OSPTI, what is your phone number?
Our phone number here at the Breckenridge office is 218-641-7725. And if you want to find out more information, you can also look on our Facebook page. That's OSPTI on Facebook.
All right, Taylor, some great information. Talking vertigo today with our friends from OSPTI. Taylor, you have a great rest of the week. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Taylor at OSPTI and part of our Wednesday talk around. Talk with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday right around 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast the line. You can always put her